We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by the Reverend Bob Goeckeler on April 28, 2024 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida. The title is Just a Little Trim.
Our gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. The Gospel of our Lord. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Jesus had an incredible way of illustrating things. He is the vine, and we are the branches from that vine. Pretty easy to see that interaction. Well, picture this. You go into the barber or hairstylist and tell them, just a little trim, please. Now, for some of us, that's probably all we ever need. And speaking for myself, there's not much to trim anymore. Getting our hair cut is a matter of personal care and perhaps at times a bit of vanity. Trimming bushes and fruit trees have much more significant effects, which Jesus speaks of in our gospel reading. Living here in a place named by Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon as La Florida, the flowery one, because of all the lush vegetation and abundance of flowers, I am pretty sure there must be some gardeners among us. I do not have that skill, though my first job was with a landscaper, where I quickly learned that there is quite a difference between pruning and just hacking away at plants. Being done properly is very important. Pruning involves selective cutting away of unwanted parts of the plant, whether due to disease, structural unsoundness, dead branches, damage, or other causes. The goal is to help the overall plant grow better and be more productive and beautiful. Now, that's all great, but what does that have to do with us? Quite simply, like a plant, we too are living creatures. Now, this is not to suggest that we should be physically cutting anything away, but we all have areas in our lives that could be improved by making important changes. Perhaps in this context, rather than thinking of pruning, correcting or modifying may be more suitable words. Every Sunday, we include in our worship a time of confession and pardon, which we just had. A time that perhaps gives us the chance to look inward at those areas of our lives that need some pruning. Hopefully that time does not become just a routine that we gloss over. It needs to be a time we intently use for self-reflection and growth in our faith journey. There may be things we've done that are wrong in our past that we've never come to terms with or made amends for. There may be bad or destructive habits that need some work. So many possibilities. We sin, and we are sinful people. But our Lord Jesus offers us forgiveness. All we need to do is seek it. I know I need time to examine my own life, and I imagine you do as well. There is pruning needed at times in my life, and not just a little trim. Jesus reminded us in today's gospel reading that we are not in this journey alone. I am the vine. You are the branches. Every branch that bears fruit, the Father prunes to make it bear more fruit. We can see how we can prune ourselves, but how does God prune us? I can think of a couple of possibilities. A sudden illness or injury may seem to be a serious negative, but God can turn even such potentially negative events into something positive, perhaps opening our eyes or those around us to new possibilities and needs, and reminding us of our need for the healing power and love of God. And yes, this example hits a little close to home right now for me. The loss of a job can seem to be the end of the world for us. How will we survive? How do we pay our bills and provide for our family? But sometimes there are new and better opportunities awaiting us if we would only take that step. Maybe furthering our education for a new opportunity. Maybe pursuing something completely different and chasing our dreams. Maybe the door is opening for volunteer service and ministry. There are surely many other ways God can prune the bad wood from our lives and relationships. Certainly, God prunes us individually, but God also prunes our institutions. Perhaps those times are not quite as obvious to each of us, but if we really think about it, we will see God's hand in so many ways, leading and changing us. We are not in this alone. Jesus reminds us, if you abide in me and I abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. That takes real faith. A faith nurtured by our years of growth and sometimes some pruning along the way to help and strengthen us. In our reading from Acts, we hear of an Ethiopian eunuch interacting with the Apostle Philip in a chance encounter along the road. He was clearly a person of faith, as we are told he had come to worship, and in his travels he was reading the prophet Isaiah, perhaps other scripture texts as well. Philip asked him if he understood Isaiah's message, and he said he did not. No great surprise. The prophetic books are not easy to understand. Philip then proceeded to tell him about Jesus and the message Jesus came to proclaim. When they came to some water, he asked Philip to baptize him. What a transformation! He went from knowing nothing of Jesus to wanting to proclaim his faith through baptism in just a short journey. Through the ministry of Philip, he had been pruned and shaped for his life in Christ. and being a high-ranking official, no doubt went on to tell others of the good news of Jesus. You and I have such chance encounters along life's journey and life's path as well. Sometimes we are in the place of the eunuch, and sometimes in the role of Philip. It isn't necessarily in a discussion about the meaning of Scripture, but more often just in the chance encounters of our everyday lives. We may be the eunuch when we are dealing with a major issue in our lives and someone shows us love, concern, and some help along the way. Perhaps receiving a little pruning. We may be Philip when we are the one showing that love, concern, and help. Not always preaching, but just doing, which is what we often saw in the life of Jesus. Yes, he preached, but often he simply did what was needed. Healing the sick, comforting someone, being there. My friends, God indeed shapes and prunes us to be his people in this world. Sometimes a little trim, and sometimes a major transformation. May we be open to all the opportunities God prepares for us, knowing we are part of that vine and branches, Jesus in this world. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord God, may we be open to your work in our lives and all around us. May we accept the pruning you do to make us grow more fruitful as your people in this world. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on April 28, 2024 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida by the Reverend Bob Geckler. The title was Just a Little Trim. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.